which is those who stand for fast and follow the pattern of wholesome and sound teaching in all faith and love which is for us in Christ Jesus. The same guards and keeps with the greatest love the precious and excellently adapted truth which has been entrusted to him by the Holy Spirit who makes his home in Stan. Lord, we pray and believe that each and every day freedom of utterance is given Stan, that he will open his mouth boldly and courageously as he ought to do to get the gospel to the people. Thank you, Lord, for the added strength which comes superhumanly that you have given him. We hereby confess that we shall stand behind Stan and undergird him in prayer. We will say only that a good thing that will undergird him in prayer. We will say only a good thing that will edify Stan. We will not allow ourselves to judge him, but will continue to intercede for him and speak and pray blessings upon him in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for the answers. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for giving us all power and all authority over all demons. And right now, I bind all strong men. I bind all kingdoms, dominion, rulers, princes, thrones. In Jesus' name, I loose the death angel. I loose the blood of Jesus. I loose destruction on all the demons that's trying to attack us and that are attacking us and that will be trying to attack us. I break off curses, hexes, spells, vexes, voodoo, all everything that's been prayed against us, psychic prayers. I send the angels out to protect us. I send the warring angels out to do battle for us, to clean up what the enemy's trying to infiltrate in Jesus' name. I bind evil spirits of wickedness. I put walls of protection around us. I break all soul ties, evil soul ties, mind ties, psychic prayers. I loose the warrior angels to destroy the kingdom of Satan. I bind witchcraft and sickness and send curses back and I bind them to the senders in Jesus' name. I send the angels into the heavenlies to destroy. I send the hornets of the Lord to sting all the enemy in Jesus' name. I send giant angels with swords to cut and sever ties that are there to destroy our ministry. I take over the strong man in rebellion. All rebellion spirits, I bind you up in Jesus' name. I take authority over you, and I bind you up in Jesus' name. And I put you in a box all by yourself, all rebellion. I put you in a box all by yourself with that angel reading the Word of God to you day and night, night and day. And that box is tied up with iron chains and fetters, and you'll have no peace and no rest in Jesus' name. I put in the fire of God in that box to just torment you day and night. I command any demons to manifest that we need to deal with in Jesus' name. I command them to manifest unless we tell them not to manifest after they get here in Jesus' name. Lord, I lift up this deliverance center to you, Lord. Lord, this is ordained of you. So we just bind all demons that are attacking us right now in Jesus' name. We bind them up in Jesus' name. We brand their foreheads that they were defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ at the End Time Deliverance Center. Lord, we don't receive any of these demons. We don't receive any of their curses or any of their assignments. Any demons have been sent here under assignment. Your assignment is over. I terminate your assignment in the name of Jesus, and I'll send you back out of here in Jesus' name to where you came from, and you just beat it in Jesus' name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all power and authority over all demons. I thank you, Father, that you have given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy and that nothing by any means shall hurt us. Thank you, Father, that you have given unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven and whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven and whatsoever is loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I thank you, Father, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and that the righteous runneth into it and is safe. I thank you, Father, that though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, but you have given us weapons of warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, and that we cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against your knowledge, and we bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I thank you, Father, that You have given us power that we have received the Holy Ghost and that we're witnesses unto you. I thank you, Father, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I thank you, Father, that these signs shall follow them that believe, that in your name, in the name of Jesus, we shall cast out devils and we shall speak with new tongues. And Father, I just ask that you tread down our enemies. I ask, Father, that you give us help from the trouble of the enemy that has come against us to attack us, to attack this work that you have called us to do. I thank you, Father, that you render unto every demon according to his work. And I thank you, Father, that you destroy those demons that come against us, and that we send your sword in, that the angel with the sword to cut and sever every tie and every cord that the demons have put around us to block people from coming for deliverance. I thank you, Father, that you shoot, and I ask that you shoot them with your arrows, and that they be wounded, and that their own tongue will fall upon themselves, and they shall flee away. I thank you, Father, that you scatter your enemies, and that you drive them away, and I ask that you drive these demons away. I ask that your presence be in this place and with us and in us, that the wicked will perish at your presence. Father, I ask you to wound the head of the enemy. I ask that you wound his head in Jesus' name. I ask, Father, that their eyes be darkened, and that their loins be continually shaken, and that you pour out your indignation upon them, and that your anger would take hold of them, that their habitation would be desolate. I ask you, Father, to let them be ashamed and confounded that seek after our souls. And I ask that you send in confusion. I send in confusion in Jesus' name. I loose confusion upon the demons that have been sent to destroy us. Destroy the end-time deliverance center. I ask, Father, that they be consumed with terrors in Jesus' name. And pour out your wrath and render unto them sevenfold into their bosom their reproach. And do unto them, Father, as you did unto the Midianites, which perished at Endor, in Jesus' name. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeeb, in Jesus' name. Make them like a wheel, Father, as the stubble before the wind, as the fire burneth a wood, and as the flame setteth the mountains on fire. Persecute them, Father, with thy tempest, and make them afraid with thy storm, that all men may know that thou, whose name alone is Jehovah, Jesus, the Son of God, art the Most High over all the earth. Father, I just come against this spirit, the strong man in the heavenly. I ask, Father, that you send your warring angels to knock this demon off his throne, to break his teeth, and to take his crown off his forehead, and to write upon his crown that he has been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus.
Psalm 109. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred, and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. Set thou a wicked man over me, and let Satan stand at his right hand. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned, and let his prayer become sin. Let his days be few, and let another take his office. Let his children be fatherless, and his wife a widow. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the extortioner catch all that he hath, and let the stranger spoil his labor. Let there be none to extend mercy unto him, neither let there be any to favor his fatherless children. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Psalm 79:12. And render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee, O Lord. To the blood of Jesus I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. To the blood of Jesus all my sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me continually from all sin. To the blood of Jesus I am justified, made holy, set apart to God. My body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Therefore, Satan has no part in me, no power over me, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I renounce Satan, I loose myself from him, and command him to leave me, now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan, we come against all powers, principalities, evil forces in this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. We come against all demons, inside or outside of anyone present, over the city, state, nation, and world, in hell or out of hell. The Bible says, Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We intend to exercise that power to set ourselves free. Satan, we come against you by the power and blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God, by the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believer in the unity of our spirits. Satan, we tell you that we sit in heavenly places with our Christ Jesus. We are over you, your fallen angels, your demons, and all forces of evil. We command you to line up in rank and file and order and come out quickly. We bind every power that you have and loose ourselves from you in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we ask that you would send the gifts of the Holy Spirit as needed to minister to the needs of the people and to accomplish what you want done here. We are careful to give you all the glory, honor, praise, and credit for everything that is said or done. We ask all these things in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Master and Savior. And we take authority over Satan according to the whole word of God, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for giving us all power and all authority over all demons. I cover us in the blood of Jesus. I thank you that your angels are completely surrounding us, protecting us from all harm of the enemy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I command all demons hearing this to attack each other, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I bind all mind control and controlling spirits, and I'll put you in the box in Jesus' name. I put all other demons having legal rights in the box until you're cast out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break, smash, and bind all curses, voodoo, hexes, vexes, spells, whammies, dreams, psychic prayers, and psychic thoughts, and send them back to the sender sevenfold and bind them to them by the blood of Jesus. I bind a strong man over our mind, will, and emotions. I bind all evil spirits of lying, deception, and wickedness in Jesus' name. I break all soul ties and mind ties. I bind all power and forces of witchcraft and Satanism in Jesus' name. I come against all retaliation and return to the sender sevenfold. I come against the strong man over our deliverance ministry and all deliverance ministries. I bind him and gag him and brand his forehead. I have been defeated by the Lord Jesus Christ. I come against all implants. I loose darkness and destruction on them. I ask the Lord to swallow them up in the earth in Jesus' name. I break all bands of wickedness and love potions. I break all curses over deliverance ministries and return it to them to experience their own pain and torment. I send death back to them in Jesus' name. I break every evil plan for the End Time Deliverance Center and all deliverance ministries for our possessions and families. I loose the plan of the Lord for us. I bind the strong man and all evil forces coming against us and all deliverance ministries. I rebuke the spirit of heaviness in Jesus' name. I put walls of protection around us and the End Time Deliverance Center and all deliverance ministries. I send the death angels to anyone coming against us or any deliverance ministry in Jesus' name. I send ministering angels and warning angels to every member of my family and all people walking in deliverance. I ask the Lord to shoot flaming arrows into the evil one and keep sending the arrows to rout and scatter the enemy in Jesus' name. I break down the gates of iron and bars of brass.
I put a cloud of darkness around evil ones. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. I send legions of angels to destroy the blinders and ear stops of anyone ever hearing about deliverance or hearing about the End Time Deliverance Center or receiving one of our cards in Jesus' name. I send God's judgment against anyone coming against deliverance. We strike back. I send angels with coals from the altar of God to bind the third eye. I cut off all ESP and supernatural power of the enemy. I drive them completely out of our midst. I cut the lines of communication so they can't think straight in Jesus' name. I loose judgment of God. I loose destruction on anyone coming against deliverance ministry. I loose warrior angels to dump them off their thrones and destroy them. I loose the waster in Jesus' name. I loose the fire of God to come down and destroy anyone coming against deliverance. I loose fire burning destruction on their network, senders, receivers, and transmitters in Jesus' name. I loose confusion on all evil spirits. I loose the hornets of the Lord to attack and sting all witches, warlocks, and covens. I loose confusion in their orders to destroy each other. I loose the curse of death on them in Jesus' name. I send giant angels with sharp swords to cut and sever the power and energy source of all demon activity. I send warrior angels to attack their shields and bind them in heavy chains. I pray curses on all witchcraft in Jesus' name. I loose liberty and freedom of everyone in deliverance that curses came on. I loose spirits of malfunction and breakdown on equipment, showing, telling, or publishing satanic material. I loose in Jesus' name us from subversion, counterattack, and every spirit set against us in Jesus' name. Psalm 109, starting in verse 14, says, "Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with the Lord, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let them be before the Lord continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the earth. Because that he remembered not to show mercy, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be under him as the garment which covereth him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because thy mercy is good, deliver thou me in Jesus' name." In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I bind all principalities, powers of the air, wickedness in high places, powers, thrones, dominions, world rulers, and strongmen over me. I bind witchcraft, witchcraft control, mind-binding spirits, spirits that block and or bind will, mind, control, destruction, lust, rebellion, rejection, schizophrenia, paranoia, anger, hatred, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, unteachableness, deception, Ahab and Jezebel, doubt and unbelief, fears, drugs, rock music, hypnosis and hypnotic trance, and alcohol. I bind kings, princes, and world rulers for each spirit here named. I strip each spirit and its hierarchy of power, armor, and rank, and separate each from the other. I bind all evil touching the senses of sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing, all evil against the emotions, and all evil against the seven points of the body used by witchcraft. Heal the spine, spleen, navel, heart, throat, between the eyes and top of the head. I bind all evil on the systems of the body, reproductive, skeletal, muscular, digestive, excretory, endocrine, respiratory, nervous, and circulatory. I bind any and all evil powers giving aid or pulling these things in our body toward evil by means of energy drawn from the sun, moon, stars, planets, constellations, earth, air, wind, fire, water, light, darkness, matter, elements, or from lines and or circles used against us in Jesus' name. I bind any transfer of spirits in family, friends, or associates. I break, sever, clip, and sear with the blood of Jesus all evil soul ties among these persons and I place the blood of Jesus over the mind, emotions, and will of each individual. In Jesus' name, each and every spirit named in this prayer is to be bound, according to Matthew 18:18. For each person prayed for, as well as for me, who's praying this prayer. This prayer will also be in effect for every person whom those pray and those pray for meet. Spirits from the netherworld, spirits between, over, and around those praying and those prayed for are to be completely bound in the name of Jesus Christ. I loose the spirits of God and any others indicated upon the persons praying this prayer and a person prayed for, along with spirits of mercy and grace. I place shields over the minds of these persons to protect against infiltration from end-time mind control, in Jesus' name. Father, I confess to you that in the past, through ignorance, curiosity, or willfulness, or through my ancestors, I've come in contact with certain witchcraft and occult things. I now recognize this as sin and confess it as sin and claim forgiveness in Jesus' name. I also renounce and confess as sin any false oaths which I may have taken to any false god and any idolatry in which I was involved. Satan, I am closing any door which I or my ancestors may have opened to you and your demons. I renounce Satan and all his demons. I declare them to be my enemies, and I want them out of my life completely. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now claim deliverance from any and all evil spirits which may be in me. Once and for all, I close the door in my life to all occult practices and command all connected and related spirits to leave me now in Jesus' name. All other demons that have legal hold still, I put in the box in Jesus' name with iron chains and fetters and an angel in there with you, reading the Word of God to you day and night, night and day. You'll get no rest in Jesus' name. I put the light from God in there so you're blinded. I put the blood of Jesus in that box so you're suffocated in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break any curses of rejection from the womb or illegitimacy which may be in my family, even back to 10 generations on both sides of the family. In the name of Jesus, I now renounce, break, and loose myself from all demonic subjection and from any ungodly soul ties to my mother, father, grandparents, or any other person, living or dead, who have ever dominated or controlled me in any way which is contrary to the will of God and God's Word. I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. I also repent and ask you to forgive me if I have ever dominated or controlled some other person in the wrong way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself and all my descendants from all psychic heredity, demonic holds, psychic powers, bondage, bonds of physical or mental illness, or curses which may be upon my family line as a result of sins, transgressions, iniquities, occult, or psychic involvement of myself, my parents, or any of my ancestors. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself and all my descendants from all evil curses, charms, vexes, spells, jinxes, psychic powers, bewitchments, witchcraft, or sorcery which may have been put upon me or my family line to leave me now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting me free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all his demons to loose my mind completely. I ask you, Father, to send your angels to break, cut, and sever all fetters, bands, chains, and ties, and bonds of whatever sort the enemy has managed to place on my mind by word or deed. I ask you to loosen to me and my family the spirits of the Lord, wisdom, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord, power, love, sound mind, grace, peace, and the spirit of the Lord. Father, I break and renounce, cut and break all evil soul ties which I may have with lodges, religious systems, adulterers, drunkards, close friends, cults, and all uncleanness and sexual sins. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to send out angels to gather up the fragments of my soul and restore them to the rightful place in me. With the full power and authority of the Lord Jesus, I ask that angels unearth and break all earthen vessels, bonds, bands, or bindings which have been put upon my soul by any means, restore all the pieces of my fragmented mind, will, emotions, appetite, intellect, heart, and personality. Bring them all into proper and original positions where they belong, in Jesus' mighty name.
In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, I bind all principalities, powers of the air, wickedness in high places, powers, thrones, dominions, world rulers, and strong men over me. I bind witchcraft control, mind-binding spirits, spirits that block and or bind the will, mind control, destruction, lust, rebellion, rejection, schizophrenia, paranoia, anger, hatred, resentment, bitterness, unforgiveness, unteachableness, deception, Ahab and Jezebel, doubt and unbelief, fears, drugs, rock music, hypnosis and hypnotic trance, and alcohol. I bind kings, princes, and world rulers for each spirit here named. I strip each spirit and his hierarchy of power, armor, and rank, and separate each from the other. I bind all evil touching the senses of sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing, all evil against the emotions and all evil against the 7 points of the body used by witchcraft. Heal the spine, spleen, navel, heart, throat, between the eyes and top of the head. I bind all evil on the system of the body, reproductive, skeletal, muscular, digestive, excretory, endocrine, respiratory, nervous, and circulatory. I bind any and all powers given aid or pulling these things in our body toward evil by means of energy drawn from the sun, moon, stars, planets, constellations, earth, air, wind, fire, water, light, darkness, matter, elements, or from lines and or circles used against us. I bind any transfer of spirits in family, friends, or associates. I break, sever, clip, and sear with the blood of Jesus all evil soul ties among these persons, and I place the blood of Jesus over the mind, emotion, and will of each individual. Each and every spirit named in this prayer is to be bound, according to Matthew 18:18, for each person prayed for as well as for me. This prayer will also be in effect for every person I and those prayed for meet. Spirits from the netherworld, spirits between, over and around me, and those prayed for, are to be completely bound in the name of Jesus Christ. I loose the spirits of God and any others indicated upon me, along with spirits of mercy and grace, shields over my mind and the minds of those persons to protect against infiltration from end-time mind control. Father, I confess to you that in the past, through ignorance, curiosity, or willfulness, I have come into contact with certain witchcraft and occult things. I now recognize this as sin and confess it as sin and claim forgiveness in Jesus' name. Specifically, I do confess as sin and renounce all contact which I have had with the following occult things. I also renounce and confess as sin any false oaths which I may have made to any false god and any idolatry in which I was involved. Satan, I am closing any door which I or my ancestors may have opened to you and your demons. I renounce Satan and all his demons. I declare them to be my enemies, and I want them out of my life completely. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now claim deliverance from any and all evil spirits which may be in me. Once and for all, I close the door in my life to all occult practices and command all connected and related spirits to leave me now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break any curses of rejection from the womb or illegitimacy which may be in my family, even back to 10 generations on both sides of the family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself from all demonic subjection and from any ungodly soul ties to my mother, father, grandparents, or any other person, living or dead, who have ever dominated or controlled me in any way which is contrary to the will of God and God's Word. I thank you, Lord, for setting me free. I also repent and ask you to forgive me if I have ever dominated or controlled some other person in the wrong way. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself and all my descendants from all psychic hereditary, demonic holds, psychic powers, bondage, bonds of physical or mental illness, or curses which may be upon my family line as a result of sins, transgressions, iniquities, occult or psychic involvements of myself, my parents, or any of my ancestors, my spouse, any and all ex-spouses, or their parents, or any of their ancestors. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now renounce, break, and loose myself and all my descendants from all evil curses, charms, vexes, spells, jinxes, psychic prayers, psychic powers, psychic thoughts, bewitchments, witchcraft, or sorcery, which may have been put upon me or my family line to leave me now. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting me free. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all of his demons to loose my mind completely. I ask you, Father, to send your angels to break, cut, and sever all fetters, bands, chains, and ties, and bonds of whatever sort the enemy has managed to place on my mind by word or deed. I ask you to loose into me and my family the spirits of the Lord, wisdom, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord, power, love, sound mind, grace, peace, and the spirit of the Lord. Father, I break and renounce, cut and break all evil soul ties which I may have with lodges, religious systems, adulterers, drunkards, close friends, cults, and all uncleanness and sexual sins. Father, I ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to send out angels to gather up the fragments of my soul and restore them to their rightful place in me. With the full power and authority of the Lord Jesus, I ask that angels unearth and break all earthen vessels, bonds, bands, and bindings which have been put upon my soul by any means. Restore all the pieces of my fragmented mind, will, emotions, appetite, intellect, heart, personality. Bring them all into proper and original position where they belong. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.